The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Follow us on Twitter at LA News Guy. That's twitter.com/LA News Guy. Sunday morning newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870, The Answer.
We want to go now to Kayleigh McEnany, Press Secretary, Trump 2020, and she is joining us right now. Thank you so much for being on the program.
Hey, great to join you, Larry.
Well, a lot has happened since last week when we spoke. We have seen this stimulus relief bill move forward. We've seen the president continuing to track these cases and to look at the possibility down the line of opening things back up. Kind of assess the week in review here. Take us through what we've seen.
Yeah, there have been a lot of wins for President Trump and the American people, and a lot of losses for Democrats. You know, the week began with what was a bipartisan deal to make sure that Americans got much-needed relief. It was a deal on a stimulus package amounting to $2 trillion, but that deal got blown up when Nancy and Chuck came to town, and for days there has been a delay in getting American people the aid that they need. This legislation does so much good. Basically, it provides small business loans to help small businesses. It provides student loan relief to students in need of that relief. It waives interest payment and actually provides real relief by incentivizing small businesses to help to pay down student loans. Not small businesses, I should say, businesses at large. It's a big win for small businesses, for the American people, for hardworking families. It gives direct payments of $3,000 or more to a family of four. But Democrats held this up because they had a wish list of leftist policies. They had a Green New Deal they wanted to shove into it, and they really seemed to play politics on the backs of this crisis.
But it looks as if most of that did not make it in. There are a couple things that are being talked about. $25 million to the Kennedy Center, possibly unemployed, being able to do better on unemployment than getting a job. That's a little concerning there.
Yeah, so basically, well, the unemployment benefits are expanded, and so the average worker who lost a job will receive 100% of their salary up to 4 months. There are a lot of Americans who are out of work who have been laid off. No fault of their own. They had good paying jobs, and then this coronavirus hit. And it's important that those Americans get the relief that they need. I think there's a lot of Americans, including myself, we're all wanting to, you know, get back into the workplace, go back to our offices, but we're doing our part in abating this public health crisis. And in the meantime, President Trump and Republicans have seen to it to take care of us.
Yeah. So walk us through this. We're seeing from Steve Mnuchin that people could get checks within 3 weeks that would put money into their hands that are definitely needed. Talk a bit about the overall coronavirus work by the president. He has seemed engaged. He has seemed on top of things. He has praised governors around the country for their work. And he's been especially involved in, you know, with Mike Pence and others in the administration on building these relationships between the private sector and the government to put the focus on what's needed to get the supplies and devices that are needed.
That's exactly right. Before there was even legislation on the Hill about this, President Trump had already met with healthcare executives to talk about expanding coverage. Before there was ever legislation on the Hill providing free testing, President Trump had met with these executives to ensure that testing was indeed free. He's engaged the private sector in an unprecedented manner. And he's also taken unprecedented action. He put in place a task force back in January with some of the best and brightest medical minds in the nation, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, and others. He imposed mandatory quarantines and travel restrictions on China. These travel restrictions were praised by Dr. Fauci, for example, as really helping to abate this crisis. But Joe Biden, of course, called these travel restrictions xenophobic, hysterical, and fear-mongering. Thank goodness Joe Biden isn't our president. And, you know, that's just a sliver of what the president did early. He's mobilized hospitals put $500 million N95 respirator masks into the stockpile and put tests throughout the nation, 10 million as of the beginning of the week and 27 million by the end of the week. So thank goodness for President Trump, notably different than Joe Biden, who during his time in the Obama administration never filled the stockpile of masks following the swine flu.
Kayleigh McEnany is with us, Press Secretary Trump 2020. Now, moving forward, obviously we're watching this to see the president is hopeful. He'd like to get things back opened up. We really need to. He's put out there a kind of a date floating, be nice by Easter. But then you have those who say, well, you got to watch the science on this and let the scientists kind of decide. Do you anticipate that some things will open up and others will have to stay closed? It's kind of be a rolling startup?
You know, I'll leave that to the president. I certainly don't want to get ahead of him as to what and when that timeline is going to play out. I know he has the best interests of the American people in mind, and he says, and rightfully so, we can do two things at once. We can protect public health and try to restart this economy. We'll see what that looks like, whether it's a full-scale opening, whether it's a partial opening in certain parts of the country and not others. You know, I'll leave that to the president to fine-tune those details, but I'm certain that he knows the way forward and is taking into counsel the advice of experts like Fauci and others on making the best decision that will save the most lives and also restart the economy.
Let's listen to the president from this week.
More aggressively, we commit to social distancing, so important. Social distancing, such an important phrase, and we do it right now. The more lives we can save, and the sooner we can eventually get people back to work.
It is amazing that something as simple as keeping apart really can have an effect on this. He talked about this week. He also talked about the stimulus package that is come together and what's in it.
It includes, as you know, sick leave, and we have all sorts of things in for the workers, for families. But we have a tremendous paid sick leave provision for workers at no cost at all to the employers.
This is really going to be set up that people who are on quarantine or people who are sick don't have to feel that pressure that they have to get back to work because they don't have any money, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It gives people the time to address their illness, to be treated, but to also not worry about being bankrupted in the process. You know, this is the president who's really thought this out to all extents, that with banking executives, that with the tourism industry, he's, you know, banned stock buybacks. He wants to make sure that the relief gets to the businesses that are hurting most, the people that need it most. And that's what I think is so unique about this president, is he's willing to put politics aside and just say, let's do what's best for the American people. And it's why it's so pathetic that Chuck and Nancy delayed the aid. And even now, Pelosi, you know, has yet to take this up in the House and vote on it. So it's literally been days in the making. And for some small businesses that are operating on, you know, a 3-5% margin of profit, a few days means everything. And unfortunately, those 2 days were taken up by Democrats playing politics.
Now, this program airs on the weekend on Sunday. So hopefully by then, it has not only been taken up, but approved by the House. The president said he will be quick to sign it. So there's no delay on his part, right?
Exactly. And let's certainly hope so, that by Sunday this is all taken care of. No delay on his part. He was ready to sign this at the beginning of the week. But then all of these laundry lists of leftist demands came to the table that had nothing to do with the coronavirus. Demands like carbon credits and addressing climate change. There's really no time for that right now. You know, Republicans are not trying to shove our priorities into this. And Democrats, it's really appalling that they use this as an opportunity to really put in place their partisan politics.
Yeah, it's not a perfect document, but the idea is to get the money out there and to help people, you know, get whole from this, not to make a windfall or profit. And in fact, the president is fine with the part that excludes himself or his family's businesses, just as Congress owners, their members' businesses, from getting any of this. So he's putting himself aside from this and 100% focused on the American people, right?
Yep, this president is ready to go. This is a really good plan. He sees that, and he's ready to move forward with it and sign it once it gets to his desk, assuming Nancy Pelosi doesn't shove all of her extra priorities into there and will just pass what was a 96-0 vote in the Senate.
There has also been a lot of work on opening up and taking away restrictions and regulations that have made it difficult from the past, things that encourage the off-label use where there's a promise for patients. Some of the medications that the malaria drug from the past that is being tried here along with other techniques and some other research, really fast-tracking a lot of things that used to have all sorts of limitations, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. There was all sort of red tape across the country, and this president struck through that red tape. This president said, you know, it's time to put back these onerous regulations put in by leftist politicians and allow for the fast-tracking of a vaccine. The vaccine was in a clinical trial phase in 65 days. It's the fastest ever in history. Also, the use of hydroxychloroquine to treat this, trying to repurpose drugs that have proven to be safe for malaria to treat the coronavirus. This president really slashed through that regulation, and it's made a big difference.
And speaking of the drug you mentioned there, there was this story about some people in Arizona that fish tank cleaner they drank, and some in the media weren't so clear as to acknowledge this is not what the president asked people to do, correct?
Yeah, it's not at all what the president has asked people to do. He's been very clear that no one should be self-medicating, that it needs to be a drug that has been approved by the FDA for medicinal purposes. But, you know, that couple, it's a heartbreaking and tragic story, but they should have never taken that. That's not what the president ever recommended. And Dr. Fauci, when asked about all this, said he would absolutely be prescribing hydroxychloroquine to his patients, as the president suggested.
Yeah. Some in the media, though, either left through confusion or tried to make it seem like this these fatalities had something to do with the president, which they do not. And it's sad to see that some still have an agenda over the well-being of Americans. And there's some question about some news operations on whether they're going to carry the briefings that the president does. Have you heard that one?
Absolutely, and I've heard a few stations actually doing that, not taking the briefing, CNN and MSNBC, but there were others as well. And I think that that is absolutely a horrific decision.
With that, we have to leave it there. Time has run out. Kayleigh McEnany is the press secretary for Trump 2020. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.